कलम भी बिना विभत्म जत प्राण पतंग कारण वृथा।
दिस इज दिस श्लोक
एंड कृष्णदास कबीराज गोस्वामी हैज कोटेड इट इन चैतन्य चरितामृत। पटोटल चैतन्य महाप्रभु राधिका सेज दैट आई हैव नथिंग ए स्मेल ऑफ प्रेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्ण। This is the sign of any devotee or greatness that he feels like so. Only Kanishtha Vaishnav can tell that I am Vaishnav. But Madhyam Adhikari will hesitate to tell it. And Uttam Vaishnav will say that I have no bhakti on the list. We have nothing. We have nothing. Deers, female deers, love Krishna so much. And they beg pranay to in the lotus feet of Krishna by their eyes. But we cannot do. If you be deers, then we can have chance to pray like this. Narayan can tell that I have no prem in Krishna lotus feet. But we can tell that we have prem, we have bhakti, we have shraddha. But I see that I have no smell of shraddha yet. What to tell nishtha? So many anarthas are there. I anubhav karta,
I realize.
When I jab tulna karta hu dusron se, compare to others, you, I see that I have nothing like so guru nishtha and shraddha. How he is qualified, he has wrote so many books and he can do so. But yet ऐसे कि हमारे पास भी आ जाते हैं और कहते हैं कुछ नहीं जानते। He comes to me in humble way, like you all. No pratishtha, nothing. I have given up, but I have so pratishtha, I become angry also. Srimati Radhika is telling everywhere, Ashlishva Padratang Tinashtumang Adarshanam Marmahatang करो तुवा यथा तथा विदधातु लंपटो मत प्राणाथस्तुषा। इफ आई विल सी दैट एनी गोपी और एनी सर्वेंट ऑफ मेड सर्वेंट ऑफ गोपीज कृष्ण वांट्स देम, आई विल बी मेड सर्वेंट ऑफ दैट एंड आई विल प्लीज that lady, that she should meet to Krishna. He has told about Pulindi Kanya in Srimad Bhagavatam. Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padabjaraga. That we will Purna Pulinda Urugaya. He wants to be a Pulindi or maid servant of Pulindi. He tells that I have no prem like that Pulindi. We meet Krishna, but the mood does not come like Pulindi. We meet direct to Krishna. They are not meeting direct to Krishna, only the dust of feet. And that dust feet is not Krishna. of others, but yet they are in touch and they become so. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken this mood from Radhika. Na prema grandhausti darapi me haru krandami saubhagya bharam pradash. All will come when Shuddha Sattva comes from Ragatmic associates. We are doing everything from lower to up, we are doing to get there. But when that very Shuddha Sattva will come from associates in our heart, then automatically everything will be going on. We should wait for that. And we should practice till it does not come in our heart. But I think that it will come by and by. As Shraddha comes, it not at once. If anartha are going, nishtha is coming, and as much as nishtha is coming, ruchi is also coming in the same time. And ruchi is coming, asakti very, because all are the same, fraction of Shuddha Sattva Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. We think that first nishtha will come, then ruchi will come, and then after that asakti will come, and when asakti will be completed, then that thing will come, and then prema will come. I think not like this. But we cannot say other than this.
You mean they all come at the same time, drop by drop?
Not as we think. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur has said, but we cannot understand that. According to our qualification, grade, we can understand all these things. They have written everything anyhow. But we are in Maya, we cannot. As soon as our heart will be pure, in the same degree all things will come. Shraddha is also part of Prem. So this is Prem. Very little sparkle. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latavi. It seems that it is not in the heart of jivas. Guru and Krishna gifts. But anywhere it has been written, also something in jiva heart. So we will understand fully when we will have all these things. When we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, I read it before 40 years before. But when I read, everything new and new things comes.
Maharaj, sometimes devotees, they want to classify or place another devotee or themselves according to the steps that Rupa Goswami has given, like Shraddha, Sarusanga, Vajana Kriya, Narthanirvati, Nishtha. They'll say, this devotee, he is at the stage of Anarthanirvati. This devotee is Bhajana Kriya. This devotee is Kanista Adhikari. And I myself, I am between Kanista Adhikari and Madhyama Adhikari. Is this advisable to classify, or is it something that is not proper for a Vaishnava to classify different persons and make the judgment?
When he is Madhyama Adhikari, he can guess like so, but not Uttam Adhikari and Kanishta, they cannot. Because in Srimad Bhagavat and Tattva, that Sandarbha, it is stated like so. Madhyam Adhikari, at least Madhyam, they can judge like so. And they can give respect to according to their stage. Uttama Adhikari says everyone is serving Krishna. Kanishtha Adhikari says that not anyone, even Uttama Adhikari, he cannot judge whether he is Uttama Adhikari or not. And he can do. So sometimes he may be opposite to Uttama Adhikari also, and he can. उनका आलोचना करता है, criticize them. But उत्तम अधिकारी does not do likes. मध्यम अधिकारी also something careful about this. He only sees the quality of Sukadeva Goswami can rebuke Kamsa, and he can tell Kamsa Pansul and so many words.
Bhajakul
Pansul and Asur, he can tell. But Narak cannot tell. He is so high stage. Sukadeva Goswami, I know. Narada Rishi is Param Guru to Sukadeva Goswami.
Seventh canto, the gopis by Kama, Kamsa by Maya itself, which is also quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Somebody has commented that at first some of the gopis, maybe Sadhana Siddha gopis, they had some come to enjoy with Krishna. Not at all.
Even in our stage we don't want, but it may come, but we really we don't want. Then what to that stage? When were they were Baddha, then come maybe. But when they were doing Aradhana or Sadhana, may we tell that Raghunath Das Goswami has any come? Or any Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami? So, some of gopis are Dandakaranyavasi, some are Sruti-chari, some are Upanishad-chari. Upanishad means no calm at all. Sruti has no calm at all. But calm and prem like similar things. But yet they are both not one. Sometimes bad things come in our heart. And good things also come in our heart. To serve Gurudev, to serve Vaishnava, to serve Radha and Krishna. So good things are coming. But both are not same. All the good things which are coming, it is not of from my our mind, but calm is coming from our mind. It is very kathin hai. It is very hard to know whether it has come from mind or whether it coming from there.
Are there any symptoms that we should know?
When our qualification will become, then we can know. We can classify like Jiva Goswami and others. We should do sadhana and bhajan. Gradually they will come. First come Madhyam Adhikari, then Uttam Adhikari. Only we should do Jnane Prayasam Udupasya Namante Eva Satang Prasangam Virja Sambidau Bhavantarit Karna Rasayana Kada Tad Josanat Asu Apabarg Vartmani Saddharati Bhakti Anukhas. You follow the meaning? Satang Prasangam. Not doing anything to achieve Tattva Jnana. Only by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, what is written in Srimad Bhagavatam or by Goswamis or other books, by any good devotees, Rasik, Bhau, Tattva Jnana, it will be efficient for us, for Tattva Jnana. Otherwise, Prema Bhakti will not come. Only Aishwarjimai Vaikuntha Bhakti will come by Tattva Jnana. Krishna is God Himself and is full of six qualities. And He can do any miracle as He is God. Always remember it like this. Prema Bhakti will not come. It will come only by the mode what He has given in Srimad Bhagavatam, in 10th canto. There Bhagavata is Gaun. Gaun means
minor.
Only Lila Katha, that Krishna is doing Pada Sambhahan to gopis and He is doing Nitya,
dance
with gopis, and Yashoda is doing so much, He is killing, biting Krishna or binding Krishna, that Lila. Bhagavata is also hidden there in Purna Roop, but all are covered with Madhur Bhav. By hearing this, Bhagavata will also come, what is needed, and Vishuddha Braj Prem will come. A stage any day will come that we may be like this. But we should not pretend that I have come across all these things. It should come naturally. At first I used to read so much Vedanta and all topics of Vedanta. But now my mind has turned. But Vedantic Gyan is not stopped. Bandha nahi ho jata. It remains there. When occasion will come, it will serve.
At this time, the mosquitoes come in. But if you close the doors at this time, then they will.
Bandha kar do.
In the future, you should close it earlier. Then, when it gets dark, then.
Today I am seeing, other times I could.
How many?
Where is that coming from?
Half an hour or 1 hour.
More, I think about 45 minutes.
And just 1 centimeter.
Okay.
Nearly an hour.
वो समझ ही नहीं, दे आर नॉट अंडरस्टैंडिंग.
बट इफ देर इज नेसेसिटी ऑफ
दिस टू वर्ड्स बिकॉज़ ही हैज डन सो.
I always remember Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Tulsidas Kabirdas Goswami, Rupa Goswami.
As a guru?
Siksha guru. And Siksha guru and Diksha guru are same, in same category. But we are so much our guru, because he has captured us from Maya and he has given relation to all these persons. Our Guru Maharaj also used to tell this fact. That Sanatana Goswami was there, Ram was there, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but yet my Gurudev has catch hold of my this hair and drag me from there and bring this platform. Brought another addition. But you should read first.
You want us to read in English out loud to you?
Yeah.
All right. That we can do.
So much, not so much, perhaps?
No, it's not much each time. Well, this one.
So much.
This much. But we can.
That's not so much.
It can take 2 minutes to read. Maybe we should begin by your chanting the Sanskrit first.
Acha.
Purna Pulinda Guru Gaya Padabhya Raga Sri Kumkumena Daitas Tanamanditena Tad Darsana Smararuja Strinat Rushitena Lepyante Anan Kuche Sujahos Tadadim
Padi. You should also.
Purna Pulinda Guru Gaya Padabhya Raga Shri Kumkumena Daitastana Manditena Tad Darshan Smararuja Strina Rushitena Lepyanti Anan Kuche Sujahaus Tadadim Purna Pulinda Guru Gaya Padabhya Raga Shri Kumkumena Daitastana Tanamandite Tattarsan Smararuja Trinarushitena Lepyanti Anan Kuche Sujahos Tadadhi.
You also want to hear?
Yes.
But you should not hear. The gopis wanted to not to disclose all these things to each other also. That is called avahittha. Avahittha. Avahittha means to not to disclose,
to conceal.
To conceal their most
hurtful things towards Krishna. They were kamatmika. They were kamatmika. And that is why they wanted to conceal that we want to meet Krishna and to satisfy Krishna. That is why they were concealing their bhav, telling the specialities of Venu, how Venu is sweet and how everything of Braja from sthava to jangam. Understand?
Moving
and unmoving yet. That is patthar, stones melted and deers, parrots, cows, cows, bachhade, calves, they became as a stone, not moving. They bhul gaye. They forgot God, forget to drink milk which was in the throat of cows, and they forget to take the grass from mouth to stomach. Everything is. So they were concealing their love towards Krishna, but they were wanting to meet Krishna. So that each other, they should not know their heartial mood. But nadastada upadharijya mukunda gita avarta lakshit manobhava bhagna vega. In this slok, that is two slok before, in 15th perhaps. 15th. It was somehow open. Automatically, they were so much affected by that love. They forgot. And they spoke something directly. Through these rivers. Rivers have no love. Mansinganga has no love. But they are saying and expressing that even Jamuna and Mansi Ganga, they embrace Krishna through their heart. Actually, Jamuna River and Mansi Ganga looks like what? No sense, cheta.
Consciousness.
No consciousness. But they are telling their own things, but by means of these rivers. If anyone, any lady, is loving anyone, that is, gopis are loving Krishna. It may be in a case that when they are embracing Krishna, or any Nayika embraces Nayak, that is the point you should not, I'm fearing. See, when she likes and he does embraces Krishna, then Krishna looks like not affected. He is not going to embrace her, and he looks like aloof. It may be for Krishna. Then they at once become shame, and by the shame they took the lotus feet of Krishna, they give their heads on the lotus feet of Krishna by shame. So the rivers, Manasi Ganga or Yamuna or other rivers, gopis are seeing in their heart, because there is a shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam, jasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvai gunaistatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena dhavati asato bahi. You know this is.
Yes.
Jasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana. Where there is bhakti, and that bhakti is akinchana, nishkinchana, then sarvai gunaistatra samasate. All qualities, your all qualities of not this world, but aprakrita. Aprakrita, all qualities comes in that bhakti, and where that bhakti is, that in that the persons who have bhakti here. So every qualities, your qualities to know anything which is not in front, so much far away, but they can know past and future and everything, if they are akinchana bhakti, like Narad, like Chatushan, like Sukadeva Goswami, like something like Sanjay. He had some akinchana bhakti to Krishna, and so Vyasadeva has given something to Sanjay, and he was seeing from a very distant place all these things. We have bhakti, some, but not akinchana. Akinchana bhakti is so powerful that they can know the heart of Krishna also, what to tell others. They can know the heart of Srimati Radhika. Manjaris, Lalita Vishakha, can know. To know the heart of Radhika is more than to know than the heart of Krishna. Krishna can conceal something, but Gopi can know. Radhika can. But if Radhika is willing to conceal something, it is very hard for Krishna also to know that, because Gopi has niskinchana bhakti more than that it lives, bhakti lives in Krishna. Understanding something? There is love in Radhika and Gopis for Krishna. And Krishna has also love and or prem for Gopis and Radhika. But their prem is more than Krishna has. Understand this? That is why Krishna is always akarshita. attracted more than. So gopis are telling everything. They are sitting under, sitting in their homes, and seeing all these facts. Yeah. Though it seems like that no prem in rivers and Mansi Ganga, but if they are seeing, it may be that there is certainly Krishna prem, because Jamuna is a river, but on the other hand, she is Visakha, so she has prem like this. So they are varnan kar rahi hain, they are telling, explaining all these things. So it is right, because bhakti is there, that is mani prema bhakti is there. Not only prema bhakti, but here is madanakhya. Madanakhya, you know, madanakhya, that is in madanakhya. Krishna want to test this madanakhya, and that is why in Krishna lila he could not test this madanakhya bhava. So he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu having the mood of this madanakhya bhava, and then he tested. So gopis has up to madanakhya bhava, prema vaichitya in madanakhya, and also what is Bhramar Gita is told, prem vaichitya, also divyonmad, and chitra jalpa, there are madanakhya, and also something mohanakhya, mudanakhya, and all other these things. So gopis have up to this. So what they are describing, they are describing of their hearts, of gopis' hearts, and also the things of Braja. They are not telling the most of the clouds, nadis, nadi means rivers, peacocks, and parrots of other places, but they are telling of Braja. So it is fact that also these things have so much mood for Krishna. So they are seeing and explaining. So Purana Pulin, the gopis, at first they wanted to conceal these facts to each other also, but they became so deeply moved, they could not check, and they began to open their hearts. Even they told, they wanted to conceal by that slope before this, Drishtva tape bhajapasun saha rama gopai prema babiddha uditah kusumavali bhi sakhyur badhat svabapusambuddha attapatram. But they could not conceal, and they remembered the saubhagya of fortune of Pulindya. Pulindya means Pulinda, Bheel.
Aborigine. Sabra.
Wives.
Sabra.
Sabar tribe.
Sabar. There are tribes. They labor hard for their earnings. They took Sivika on their soldiers. Sivika, you know. Sivika means at first we have seen that the rich persons use sivika. That is palaki. They used to go anywhere by palki. Where nothing can go.
On Barsana, when they carry someone.
Like so, but not like on soldiers, they two and two. In Srimad Bhagavata, it is written for
Rahugana.
So they earn something by these works. They can plow, they can do all other things, very laborious. But their wives also do something. They they manage to sangrah karti hain. They collect the cow dungs.
And perhaps some wood.
Wood from
forest.
Forests. And they can sell others. And they can use in their cooking. They are also so leather.